Global confirmed COVID-19 cases topped 10 million on Sunday. A tally by Johns Hopkins University shows the global death toll of COVID-19 is edging towards 500,000. The United States is the hardest hit country, with more than 2.5 million cases and over 125,000 deaths. Brazil is the only other country with over 1 million cases. Other countries with over 20,000 fatalities included Britain, Italy, France, Spain, and Mexico. President Xi Jinping has called for all-out efforts in the prevention, rescue, and relief work of floods and geological disasters. He has stressed that ensuring people's lives and safety should be the top priority. Since June, continuous downpours have lashed large parts of southern China, and the waters of many rivers in the affected areas exceeded warning levels. The Ministry of Water Resources has dispatched teams to affected areas to facilitate flood prevention and control. Profits of China's major industrial firms dropped 19% year-on-year in the first 5 months of 2020 due to the COVID-19 impact. Profits of industrial companies with annual revenue of more than 20 million yuan totaled 1.8 trillion yuan, or about 254 billion U.S. dollars during the January to May period. The contraction narrowed from the 27% decline in the first 4 months. In May alone, industrial profits went up 6% from the same period last year, compared to a 4.3% decrease in April. A new high-speed railway route connecting east and central China started operation on Sunday. The route links the city of Shangqiu in Henan province with Hefei and Hangzhou, the provincial capitals of Anhui and Zhejiang. It has a design speed of 350 kilometers per hour. Chinese President Xi Jinping has sent a congratulatory message to Tinetti Mamau on his re-election as Kiribati president. Xi Jinping says he stands ready to work with Mamau to promote bilateral relations to new levels. China and Kiribati restored diplomatic relations last September after the Pacific Island nation severed official ties with Taiwan. The Chinese president says bilateral relations have grown rapidly since then, and the two countries have also supported each other in the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. The Kiribati leader paid a visit to China in January this year, during which the two countries signed a Memorandum of Understanding for cooperation on the Belt and Road Initiative. A senior manager with Huawei says the tech giant can help Britain become a gateway to international research and development. The remarks come after Huawei has been given the green light to build a research and development facility near Cambridge. Paul Harrison, head of Huawei's UK's international media department, described the decision as a win-win deal for Britain and Huawei.
It's great news for Huawei in the UK. It's great news for Huawei globally. But it's also great news for the UK as well, because we're investing £1 billion into the research and development campus. And of course, this is phase one. And so we're really pleased that we are also able to announce that we will have around 400 jobs in Cambridge as well.
He adds the new site will be used to develop and manufacture semiconductor technology aimed at speeding up data transmission.